Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Everyone expected the season opener between the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers to be drama-filled, but it wasn't the rivalry between the two top teams in the Eastern Conference that had everyone talking last night. It was the first quarter injury to the Celtics' Gordon Hayward. While the Cavs won the game 102-99, Hayward was on everyone's mind. He was a major offseason addition for the Celts, signed to a four-year, $128 million deal in July. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer is with us this morning to tell us what happened and what it means for the Celts going forward. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So the injury happened, as we said, in the first quarter, just over 5 minutes into the game, and right away it was pretty clear to everyone, whether you were there or watching on TV, that it was bad.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward went up for an alley-oop. He collided with LeBron James sort of mid-air and came down incredibly awkwardly on his left leg. And right away, the TNT announcer was going, Hayward broke his leg, Hayward broke his leg. And then when the TV camera zoomed in, you could see Hayward's foot at a completely unnatural angle. It was gruesome, horrific. Those are the descriptors being thrown around this morning. And here's what Coach Brad Stevens had to say after the game.
You hurt for him. You know, he's put in a lot of great work, and I thought he had his most comfortable week as far as feeling like he was going to play really well. Now we'll, you know, hopefully get a full recovery.
Yeah, you do hope for a full recovery, but it'll, I think, take a while for his teammates to get over it. They were just absolutely shell-shocked, as were the Cavaliers. And you could also hear sort of this hushed murmuring in the arena in Cleveland. It was that horrific.
I'm not surprised by that. Since game time last night, has there been an update about his status?
Yeah, he has a dislocated ankle and a fractured tibia. He flew back to Boston with the team last night, and he's expected to undergo surgery today at New England Baptist Hospital in Boston.
It certainly sounds like a season-altering injury, and Hayward was a major offseason acquisition, as we said, expected to play a major role this season.
Yeah, certainly season-altering for the Celtics, and it looks like season-ending for Gordon Hayward, though you don't want to speculate at this early juncture. We'll know more after the surgery. This was a team that was expected to contend for the Eastern Conference title. Likely that would have been against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now the chances of that Eastern Conference title are much diminished. But I think the real concern here is for Hayward, and everyone's hoping that he makes a full recovery. I mean, this is a major, major injury, and you just don't know how things are going to turn out after surgery. And it was a big investment, as you mentioned. And they're hoping, if not this year, they can pick up where they left off next year.
It's so amazing that 5 minutes yes. into the first game of the season, so many things change.
I mean, it just goes to show you how fragile, you know, these championship teams or the championship caliber teams are. One injury to a key player, whether it be Gordon Hayward or a LeBron James or a Steph Curry, can turn your whole season upside down. And that's exactly what's happened to the Celtics 12 hours ago.
Last night's game was the season opener in Cleveland. Tonight, it's the home opener against the Milwaukee Bucks at the Garden. How do you think they'll do?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I think, you know, right now they're riding on a little bit of adrenaline, and they'll certainly be riding on the fan energy tonight at the Garden. But it's going to be tough for this team to regroup, not just physically, you know, with the absence of Gordon Hayward, but also emotionally, mentally. You know, after the shock of it wears off, there's going to be the reality that they're missing a key player in their lineup.
All right, WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer will follow this story as it goes on. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.